The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 29th of March, 2011. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, and the big refined cookies, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Oakwin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's Antonia_Bale.OGR. Up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elkman's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. So how are we doing today, Elkman?
Doing good.
All right, I'm actually doing exceptionally well. I just met up with a couple of people here in Antonica that I wasn't expecting. Apparently, the Knights of the Holy Storm are making a reemergence into EverQuest 2.
Good.
And that's very cool. I just saw a group of them. They're heading in to do the Portals of the Past, which is going on, I think. Today might be the last day on that, though. But it was very nice to see them. I doubt any of them are listening in. But good to see you guys back in town. Maybe we'll kick some ass, take some names.
I saw a bunch of them doing the portal quests the other day.
Mm-hmm, probably the same people I just saw. Alrighty, so, let's check my notes and see what we got going on this week. Now, as I said, I believe today is the last day on the Portals of the Past. Let me see if I can verify that real quick here. This is not the place to go for, you know, information, so to speak. I don't even have that posted on the website. Let me see. Portals of the Past. Where the heck are they? Chrono Portals. There we go. Do-do-do-do. Go to kithacore.org and see my post about that. Do-do-do-do-do. March 23rd to the 30th. So tomorrow is the last day for the Chrono Portals. How are you liking them?
I love them.
Uh-oh, wait a second. Sorry about that. I forgot that post on the Chrono Portals had my Fippy Dark Paw song going. Anyway, so how are you enjoying the Chrono Portals?
I love them. I got me, thanks to Arcane Masters, I got the Cloak of Quillamane.
Ooh.
And I also got a Dirk. The Dirk from Guck. From the, what was it? Lord or something like that? Now I forgot.
The Ghoul Lord.
Ghoul Lord.
Froglet Ghoul Lord or something like that. But anyway, let's see here. I actually got the Dirk.
That's the one I got.
Yeah, let me link that in the channel here. The first Prodigious Serrated Bone Dirk. So let's go ahead and link that. That's what I got. Clorny says that they got the ancient flowing black steel sash. Well, that's rather nice. That is nice. Torin got the short sword of Yaxiva.
Yep. They had those there, too.
Ah, there we go. Whoop, that link does not work. Lyra, try that link again. It doesn't work. Or I can look it up over at Zam. So I'm good like that. Trying to find the short sword of Yaxiva. Short sword of Keisha. No, that can't be the right one. That's the old one. Oh, I gotta put the prodigious in front of that. Try that again. Prodigious. Not showing up in Zam. That's odd. Prodigious.
Somebody could, probably has it, could link it to you.
Well, Lyra tried, but it didn't work.
Well, it's because just hit the hit a space and then put the link. I know it works for me.
Lyra, if you can hear me, try linking that short sword of Yaxiva again. It didn't work, and I can't seem to find it at Zam. Anyway, while we're waiting for that. So, yeah, we're having fun with the portals. It was interesting. Did you hear the conversation between the Knoll advisor and Fippy Darkpaw?
Yeah, but I don't remember right now. I'd have to go back and...
No, it's actually...
But he was talking, he was advising him about not running through the gates again.
Yeah. Don't do it! I think I can make it this time!
What you said last time.
That's funny. Yep, there's the link for the prestigious short sword of Yaxiva. It looks just like the short sword of Yaxiva from EQ1. Same style. Very nice stats, actually.
Same as your Dirk.
Yep. Very nice. I like it.
No, I like it when you go into the... for the ancient Cyclops, or... In the minute you step into the zone.
Oh, yeah.
Camp check!
Camp check. It's a Cyclops AC. I was here first! Yeah. Oh,
and you kill Quillamy, and then there's all these upset mages that show up.
Oh, yeah.
That is
Man, I was after him for a week! Yeah. Oh, man. You know, the funny thing is, in EverQuest 1, I still have Quillamy's cloak in my bank.
I had it once. I don't know if I still have it.
Yeah.
Probably. It was for, you know, you could use it for something. I forgot what.
It was for the Mage's Epic.
I know, but you could float with it.
Could you? In EQ1?
Yes.
Did it have a flying effect?
It had a floating effect, I thought.
Oh.
I don't remember. Once you had Eagle, Spirit of the Eagle, you didn't really need it. But yeah, I think it allowed you to float.
Oh, all right then. Yeah, Baderick is confirming that it had a levitation effect. Yeah, but I have that in Jethel's bank. I also have the swirling sphere of color needed for the swift wind of the Rangers Epic. Every time I log into EQ, I go onto the auction channel and just see if anyone wants it. You know, I can't give it to anyone, but I can chain it.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, since Epic 2.0 came out and they are allowing you to bypass the original Epics, nobody wants to do the original Epics anymore.
Because it was a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah.
For a weapon that wasn't really worth it. And nobody wanted to do it.
Now, if I had the stone from the Plane of Hate, I bet I could get something for that. Because that was just fucking impossible.
Well, tell me about it. I was up there for 3 full months.
Mm-hmm.
Every night, afterward, 2 or 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Yep.
I was up there so much, I put it into her lore. That's why the whole Dark Elf thing started off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, and I only got it because Lorkin, Norkel.
Yeah.
He was camping up in the Plane of Hate, and it dropped, and someone mentioned it in OOC. Like, what's this for? And it's like, oh, that's for the Rangers Epic. Wait a minute. And then he sends me a tell. I think I ended up paying, like, I paid the guy like 100 plat. Or 1,000 plat. Something like that. It was a round number like that. But, you know, we did it. He went over to the Plains of Karana, to the Treant I was supposed to give it to when we chained it, and it worked out just fine. But yeah, I'd given up. Like, well, screw it, I'm never going to see it. I had given up. And yeah, it was like, 2 years trying to get it. Said, screw it. What is this? A Homicidal Forge. What is that? Homicidal Forge. Oh, it's a collectible. Poorly designed forges. Must be a Bristleband thing. Collectible.
Well, there is a new collectible one.
Hmm. Alright, let's see here. So, we're having fun in the Chrono Portals. Having a good time there. My only... I guess my complaint is invalidated by the fact that you can go back and get those nice weapons, because I didn't think you could at first. I thought, dropped, and that's all there was to it. I'm doing the Fibby Darkpaw one, I'm like, well, shit, the thing that dropped is a level 20 item. What the hell am I going to do with this? But, I might spend the rest of the night after the show. We can go through and, do the Chrono Portals, and who knows, maybe I might get another good blade. Alright, so before we go any further, let's see here. The Incy Wincy Spider is going on right now for Bale Court, South Kinos on the Antonio Bale server under The Spider. Intrigue, 3 Freedom Road, South Freeport, under Intrigue. And later on tonight, Saya's Hammer at 8 p.m., which is in 45 minutes. Saya's Hammer in the Nettleville Inn, under Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A-S Hammer. And that's also on the Antonia Vale server. Yeah, let's see here. Birthdays this week. Solaris from the Legion of Kithacor has a birthday. Yesterday, I believe. And also on the Antonia Vale server, Tegan. I don't know what guild he's with, but it's Tegan. Has a birthday, I believe it's in a few days. So for those two, happy birthday, and here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Also, let's see here. Not tomorrow, but on Thursday, we will be celebrating the roleplay marriage of Solaris to Lena in the Legion of Kithacor Guildhall on the Antonia Vale server. Just hop on over there, hit the portal, and go to the arena. That's at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Pacific time. Not tomorrow, on the 31st, 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, to the arena in the Legion of Kithacor's Guild Hall. Also exciting happenings on the 31st, before the before the RP wedding, there's going to be a very special vidcast for Sony. Let's see if I have that information up here. I gotta go to EverQuest2.com. I thought I had it up already. There we go. The webcast. The Sony Online Entertainment webcast, which is hosted at stickcam.com/Sony Online. Anyone can view it, but if you want to join in on the conversation, you have to create an account with Stickcam. That is Thursday, March 31st, 2011, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And their very special guest will be some guy named Jethel Silverwing.
Oh, yeah.
Streaming in live via Skype. I don't know who this guy is. Sounds like a total jackass to me.
I don't know. I think he's worth listening to.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Yeah, something there about, you know, getting to hear all about the show and the website. And I guess he's going to try to sing a song or something. I don't know. Sounds weird and perverted to me. So make sure to tune into the webcast. Or you can actually tune into all the previous webcasts at stickcam.com and also on the Sony Online YouTube page. Beta Rick says, I know him, he's a total wanker. So, yeah. So, going on now is... Dun-da-da-da... Bristlebane Day! What are you doing right now? Are you out doing your Bristlebane stuff?
Yeah, I'm doing one of them.
Which one?
Gnarly's Telejoke.
Okay. So there are two new quests this year, and of course there are some that are repeatable from last year. I guess there are a couple new prizes for these quests. But unlike the Heroes quests, you are actually able to do them and get the new prizes. Let's see here. Bristlebane Return. Bristlebane Day. There we go. Let me bring that up. And Zam is now offering, EQ2.Zam.com, they're actually offering for these public quests, they're offering trackers. Now, unfortunately, it's not a web-based tracker where you can, you know, check off what you're doing. But they do have a printable spreadsheet, so you can keep track of all your alts, you know, who's done what quest, and stuff like that. So you can just do it on paper. So there you go. I thought that was nice of them. Are you looking forward to getting the horse of a different color?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to break an alt out because I want the house item, too.
Ah, that's right. It's one or the other. I think that, that's kind of unfair. But, you know, some people don't want the horse.
I think it'd be cool.
So you're doing Nary a Joke to Tell.
Nary. Gary.
Yeah. Now, I've seen the horse of a different color. True Flight showed them to me when I logged in. Very cool. Every time you bring up the horse or every time you zone, the horse changes a different color. And the color fades in and out. So that's pretty cool. And, of course, you know, there are achievements, as True Flight just reminded me. There are achievements for having many mounts.
Yes.
I haven't gotten it myself, so I couldn't tell you. What?
For Lincoln.
Ah.
Ooh, this one looks lime green.
Load it again. Every time you load it, it's a different color.
And it's orange.
Yeah, in the preview, though...
And it's purple!
Yep, in the preview, you can't see the fading of the colors, though. But you will when you when you're actually riding it. But yes, Shizuka is right. That's from The Wizard of Oz. It's the horse of a different color. You know, every time the camera angle changed on that horse, it was a different color. What kind of horse is that? That's the horse of a different color you've been hearing so much about.
You also get an AA for killing the pirate in this one quest.
Oh, yeah? Well, kill that pirate, then.
I just did.
Killing the pirate. All right, let me see what else we got going on here. So we got that one. Da-da-da-da-da. So Nary a Joke to Tell and Bristlebane Memories are the new quests this year. Let's see, Bristlebane Memories. Your reward is a golden meat bucket.
What?
Okay, it is a, looks like a large bowl full of lumps of meat.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. There, here's the link for it.
Feed that to your meat beast?
I have no idea. It is a shimmering golden bowl, and that's supposed to be meatballs in it, I guess. Kind of looks like a chamber pot, I'm just saying. Just saying. Are you in an instance doing your quest?
I was.
Oh, you probably already missed it. Trueflight said there was a named crocodile in there. You could have gotten
him. Oh, I nailed him.
Oh, you got him. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Trueflight was just reminding me, hey, before she leaves the thing, ever get that crocodile. All right. So, golden meat bucket. That's weird. All right. Let's see here. Nary a Joke to Tell is where you get the horse, I believe. Yeah, the horse is a different color.
I'm watching a person out here summoning it and then dismissing it and bringing it back, changing the color.
Yep.
There's a purple one in front of me. They're kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. And then you get the Bristlebane Day Jester. It was a house item. Looks like a little statue. One side has tragedy, one side has comedy, and it has a jester's hat. Unfortunately,
well,
Zam doesn't
animated.
Have a link. Oh, it's animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a link in the channel.
Oh, there was? Scroll
yeah,
back
scroll
up
here. Back up. Up.
Oh, the jester, there it is. Oh, yeah, it is animated, isn't it?
It's got a little handle that cranks, and then the jester's faces. The top part spins.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's pretty cool.
The face is broken in two. Mm-hmm. So the top part will spin. The mouth area will spin one direction. It looks like the next piece spins, and so does the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I definitely want one. I got to break out cream for that one.
Yeah, I'm not overly enthusiastic about the horse. You know, I've got my Griffin, I'm fine with that. I'm not a horse collector.
Well, you can always put it in your stable.
I don't have a stable.
Well, you could create one.
So, you know, I'm definitely going to be going for the, WrestleMania Day Jester. That looks pretty cool. Let's see what else we got this year. All right, Riddled Through the Land, a riddle quest, has a new reward for 2011. Let me see what that is.
Reward... That's only going to happen on April 1st.
Right, that's only April 1st. The reward is being reported as the Onyx Stone of Gygax, which is, of course, a 20-sided dice.
Right, and then they have Riddled Again, which is the newer one.
Let me see here. Riddled again. And what's the reward on that one?
Crimson Stone of Chance.
Ah, so that would be a red die.
Yeah. Is that where you have a set?
Eh, sure, why not? And that one looks like it's a 10-sided die. Well, there you go. You know what would be really cool? Can you right-click on them and they, you know, roll?
They bounce.
Oh, they bounce. So that's cool. All right.
Now, the Giggle Gibbler Huntmaster, he's got Scavenger Hunt, and then after that is Radical. Okay, you do Radical first, and then there's the one after that. Yeah, let's see.
So, stuff going on. What else do I have?
Oh, well, that's the same one. You get the band of the Giggle Gibble. But it says it's new. Which one? Oh, it's got a new Totem of the Grand Prankster is the new reward. Which is an equipable item, I believe. They don't have a link for it.
No, they don't. Alright, anyway.
And what it is it looks like a gestures rattle.
Alright.
So that's a new one for killing 10 rats and killing 10 rats and killing 10 rats. And then killing one more for the Rat King. But they have new crafting items.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a whole new book now.
And then, of course, there's cute mode.
Oh, God. No, I simply don't like cute mode. It's just not my thing. It is not my thing. So, yeah, there's stuff to... how do you get the special items? Does that drop off of stuff?
What special items?
Like the ogre tutu?
Yeah, I believe so.
Back to me.
It says here on Zam that in the past, if you had died on April 1st, Gerald Gigglegibber, the Herald of Bristlebrain, just might have shown up to help with your little problem, or not. The hope was that Bristlebane loved us. I don't know. And of course, on April 1st, any chests that drop will have a special look to them. Of course, there's cute mode, which is / cute mode, one word, and you just have to try it. To remove it, you / cute mode, and it goes away.
Okay, confirming on the special items you need, they're harvested from Jester's Gardens, which are in Antonica and the Commonlands. Antonica, Common Lands, Darklight Wood, Greater Faedark, Frostfang, and Temora. So the beginning zones. And they're golden, sparkling thingamadiggies.
And what they're supposedly have is crafted items that could come from any of the crafted events in the past.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, harvesting them yields special crafting items that from other special event nodes, such as hard candies, frostfell items, and so forth. And frostfell items from these bushes are not a waste. There is frostfell crafting tables available on April 1st. Last time they were at Sinking Sands. They say they're in Sinking Sands. Just inside the Nomad tents on the dock of the Skystrider launch dock, which is up above, or Enchanted Lands, just north of the River Vale Bridge.
Okay, but harvesting the stuff from other events is only going to be happening on the 1st?
No. Well, it says on April 1st, the Jester's out in Forest. Jester's Superior Gardens can be found all across the Enchanted Lands.
Okay, so that is April 1st.
So there's Jester's Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
harvest from these nodes are used for crafting and items of the perfectly serious items to craft.
Right.
Aha! I'll have to dig those out. I've got a bunch of those. I can put them in my crafting thingamajigger.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to go buy the new crafting thingy.
The book. That's available at your at any fine crafting places in your hometown. So for me, it was North Kinos at Iron Toes.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there is a bottle and a serving tray. It looks like a little cart. Might be cool for a garden if you can blow it up big enough.
Yeah, I like the halfling serving tray is a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
I like that.
Runny Eye Brazier Goblin Lunchbox, which is a bucket full of fish.
Mm-hmm. And there's also a goblin washtub.
Which is
a bucket of water with spikes in it.
Looks like green water. The goblin workstation is quite cute. Did you notice there's a chain to be tied to somebody?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's plates and bowls and festive cups and a mischievous mask, which is green.
I have to go check to see if the those books are lore. No trade, that is. Because I know Chedorella is in the hospital, and I know she wants those books. So I'm hoping I can buy one for her.
They're probably no trade.
Yeah, I'll have to check out. Or maybe she will entrust me to log in for her and get it for
Don't
her.
Say that on the air. You're not supposed to log in on anybody.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Because that's against the user agreement.
Yeah.
Wait, we're breaking up.
God. What would you do without me? I'm going to head back to Antonica and hit some of the, heirloom means you could trade it to another character, but you cannot trade it to another person.
Right. Now, there is also, I know some people probably didn't realize that a couple weeks ago when they had the Brew Day stuff, there were actually colored,
sparklies
house tiles. There were different colored house tiles you could buy. Well, at the Bristlebane Merchant, there are new, let me get these up here. Seven. There are new squares that can be used as house tiles in your house. Let me link these. No, they're only a gold each. There you go. Plum, coin, and azure.
All right, Clony? Is that how you say it?
Clorny.
Where'd you get the book? Captain's Logbook, Tidebreaker.
I don't know.
That's one thing I like about the Portal Quest, though, is books.
Hmm.
I think I bought one of everything. Oh, yes, out in Antonica is my god, Bristlebane.
Oh, yeah, he's right outside the South Kinos.
You can only see him after doing one of the quests. I think it's the pot, metal pot one.
Something like that, yeah.
Lorny, where did you get the book?
Book, where did you get the book? God damn it, where is the book?
From who?
What? Distant Delkey? Okay.
He's gonna go make me look it up. Oh, from the Chronomage Merchant? Okay. And I probably already picked that one up.
Probably.
Freaking me out with a new book. It's like, a new book! Must have! We must have the book!
Hi, this is Greg Rothgar Spence, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
And we have returned.
Were we missing?
I think we were. Nice. I was just told the name of the croc. That's pretty cool. Serious Business. Sounds like a character from one of the... What the hell is the name? What was Mike Myers' spy guy there? Oh, God. I gotta kick myself for not
knowing. Austin Powers?
Austin Powers. Random task. Serious Business. Anyway, this week I tried a few new things, and you seem to have liked them.
I did?
Yes, I made pizza from scratch. No mixes, no nothing, I made it all, baby. Well, I didn't make my own pepperoni, but I made my own dough, I made my own sauce. We piled a whole mess of toppings on top of it and baked it up. Was it good?
Yes, it was very good.
Thank you. I'll be making a few of those for Eric's birthday next week. He asked me to, so I bought the stuff for him. Pizza! From scratch. And it was good. I posted a couple of pictures on Facebook about it. He was good.
He was good?
He was good. And, and I did cake from scratch. No mix. Cake.
That was pretty good.
I think it was a little heavy.
Well, it... Yeah, but it was still good.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was a little heavy. So I'm going to try a few different variations and see what I can come up with. But it was good. And I learned a valuable lesson.
Which is
Ziploc bags cannot really be used to spread frosting. You know what we add a tip to it and stuff.
No.
Now, my mom used to do it. I don't know. Maybe bags are cheaper now than they were back then. But bags split wide open, nothing came through the tip. Maybe my frosting was too thick. I don't know.
Possibly.
But anyway, it came out good. And I guess my next experiment will be red velvet. I think it's funny, though. Well, not even funny. It's almost insulting. I did a search for simple red velvet cake. These recipes were so simple, they told you to use cake mix. What the hell kind of recipe is that? You know? Simple red velvet cake. Da-da-da-da-da, simple red velvet cake. Use a cake mix. Well, you can't get a whole lot more simple than that, can you?
No.
Well, it said use cake mix, and then it... buy white cake mix, and then this is how you turn it into red velvet. Well, no, I wanted to do it from scratch, man. So I guess that's not simple. I don't know. Maybe I just use the cake mix that I'm already using, and then, do the adjustments to make it into velvet cake.
I don't know. If I want a red velvety cake, I just buy the cake box. The cake mix, it says red velvet.
No. I want to do it myself.
Give us food poisoning. No,
Have I cooked anything? Have I cooked anything for you that you haven't liked?
No, I liked it.
Good.
It was good. You're doing fine, hon.
I'm trying. Doing my best. Why don't you love me?
Love you. Love your cake.
You just love it, my cake. Like creamy white toasting.
Which you make so well.
All right, so let's see. What else we got going on? What's going on?
I was going to take you back to the portals. What was one thing that you liked about the portals? Portals to the past. What was...
Oh, God. Well, the one in the... I mean, we've already mentioned it, but the Sinking Sands ones, where you went back for the Ancient Cyclops, that was just funny as hell.
You liked that one?
That was hilarious. And I like how the NPCs broke the fourth wall constantly. Know what I mean by that?
What do you mean?
You know how the NPCs were bitching and complaining that you took their camp?
Oh, yeah.
And when you went in to get Quillmane, the ranger was telling you what placeholders were.
Yeah.
Be sure to kill the placeholders. You're an NPC. You don't know about placeholders.
He doesn't. He's a ranger.
Oh, man. And in the Sinking Sands one, the Tarantula has to kill the ranger in order to make the Ancient Cyclops killable. What the hell's that about? The ranger has to die, huh? Nice.
Well, he's screaming about it not being trained to him, and somebody trains it over on him. Which is about right, you know?
Yep, and then the NPCs shout, Ranger down!
Which is funnier than I'll get out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do like the fact that they tried to make the instances kind of like they were in EQ1 with the players bitching, moaning, and complaining, and yells, and stuff like that. It is funny.
Well, I already got the two items that I really liked. I mean, I wouldn't mind having the sash, because it would actually almost be an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
But... Meh.
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 I got Quillamane's cape, which I just kind of wanted to have for nostalgic reasons.
Well, and it looks cool.
Oh, yeah, it looks really cool. I might as well put it on, right? Novrin, I have to put your wolf cloak away. I got Novrin's wolf cloak. Cloak of irresistibility, or the irresistible, what is it? The cloak of irresistibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'll link it for the channel real quick before.
Which is a very nice cloak.
What channel? 3. I keep forgetting. I have to put a space in there and then put the.
The cloak of irresistibility is very nice.
It's very, very nice.
Now, are we sure that that Novrin did that?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. As soon as it was shown, it was like, Novrin, did you do this? Novrin! Ah! Cloak!
It's very nice.
Well, what did I do with it?
I don't know.
Well, I know I... Hang on a second. I got too many friggin' windows open at the moment. Let's see. Cloak of the Harvester. Nope. It's not in that bag. I like the new search feature. If I can't find it, I can always look it up and go, where is it?
Mm-hmm. That's always nice.
Where did I put it this time?
I don't know. Why are you asking me these things? I don't go through your bags.
I wonder if it's still in the bank.
I mean, you don't want me fooling around with your bags. How many times are I going to tell you not to handle my sack?
I like handling your sack. I probably made it.
Actually, I don't think I have anything bag-wise that better from you anymore.
You've gotten rid of all the sacks I've made you?
Well, you left the guild, hon, and new stuff came out. I'm actually, I take that back. I am actually using the Sumac Strong Boxes because, well, weight doesn't mean anything anymore. So I'm using the Sumac Strong Boxes, which are 40 slots.
There. I've got the cloak on.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's feathers.
The cloak.
I think they're gray. I think they could have probably brought up the brightness, made it a little more whiter than gray, but it's okay.
That's very nice. And I'm actually getting some comments now about baking and stuff like that. People telling me where to go and what to do. If you have a smartphone, there is an application that I think anyone with a baking interest might like. Let's see here. It's called My Cookbook. I know it was available on the Android market. I'm not sure about iPhone. I would imagine so. You install it, and it'll actually search your favorite cooking and recipe websites, like Joy of Baking and AllRecipes.com and those things. And you can search for your recipes and import them into your application. That way, you know, you don't have to keep note cards and stuff like that. And boom, there we go. Got my smartphone. So it's very cool. So I'm just throwing that out there. Next. Hey there, Bristol Bay Dane Minstrels out. That's cool. I wonder if they're singing any of my songs.
Where are they at?
Well, I don't know where they are in Freeport, but in Kinos, they're right, on the center of town on the, Claymore. Well, not on the Claymore, but in Claymore Plaza.
Oh, I ran probably right past them.
Well, you can't hail them. They don't seem to be singing anything, they're just playing music.
Well, maybe they're too busy playing to sing. You can get up there and sing.
Alrighty, so let's see here. I have nothing more in my notes except outside of Elizabeth Taylor's death, which is sad, but not unexpected. That's about it there. Alright, so got Bristol Bane going on. The Chrono Portals have one more day left.
I think they were great. I'd like to see them happen again.
Oh, definitely.
It was nice going back and kicking butt on some things that, you know, I never killed that. With the exception of the dinosaur guy. I had never killed him before in EverQuest 1.
Who's that?
The other one.
The Eleosaur?
Yeah, I've never seen him before.
No, he was on the Ocean of Tears. The way you got to him was from Butcher Block to Freeport. You know, he was in the southern area.
Now that's coming back to me.
Yeah, I never fought him in EQ1 either.
I might have.
Then again, I've never fought the Tarantula.
I have. One of his rare show-ups.
No, I had never seen the
Tarantula. Killed by him first. Yeah, usually the bigger guilds had these guys timed. They would show up just as they spawned.
Mm-hmm.
After they kicked your butt. Because you didn't have the Fregree to show up.
Big jerks.
I remember Quillamane lots of times, and I would, you know, track them for mages.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the area.
Now, that was not the first time. You know, I told you I have the cloak on EQ1. That was not the first time I had seen Quillamane, but that was the first time he dropped the cloak for me. So I felt no need to go back and try to get him again. Not like I had a mage anyway. It was just one of those things where I want to get that thing just because it's rare, you know?
Yeah, well, I usually let somebody else loot it.
Yeah, I was the only one in the zone, unfortunately. Anyone want this? Anyone? There's no one else here. Mine.
You're alone in the zone.
Well, it's mine now. Then you get in your auction. Now you get. Then you get in your auction channel. Anyone want this thing? 1,000 plat.
And all of a sudden, everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm. Not now, of course. Back then.
Back then.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they never end. We'd wait in camp forever and a day. Then some Uber punk would come and steal our junk. Those were the days. That's how the stuff happens, guys. I'm sorry. Stuff just pops into my head like that. Some Uber punk would come and steal my junk. That's great. I like it.
Well, I just got a full collection.
Cool.
Now, what we can do for Cheddarella, I don't know. Maybe,
She says she doesn't want to break the user-end agreement, and I totally agree. Anyone who thinks about breaking the user-end agreement deserves to get keg slapped by brass.
No, but maybe they could put it right on her account.
I have no idea. There's no harm in asking.
Yeah, she'd probably have to ask herself.
There's no harm in asking, and sometimes the request goes to someone who has, you know, the authority and the willingness to do it. You never know. You know, but don't ask, you know, hey, can I get my epic? No! No, you jerk! Sure, just follow the steps just like everyone else. Right?
Yep. Well, I got all the shinies for the trade skull. I'm getting another set for her.
Hmm. Well, that's right. I'm supposed to be wearing my earring of solstice to see these red sparklings.
I don't know if you have to wear it or not, but I put it on anyway when it said you need to have it. So it usually means you have to wear it.
Yeah.
In order to see it. And I found that I'm hopping to different trade skill instances in Kinos,
mm-hmm.
in the little city.
Yep. Now, where are you finding the sparklings? Are they just anywhere? Or?
No, they're in the trade skill instances.
Oh. Oh, wait a minute. I'm seeing a purple sparkling now that I have the Earring of Solstice on. What is this? Purple sparkly.
Now the purple sparklies are different.
Yeah, I've already completed that one. Yali fur. Okay, the Yali are the fishmen. What the hell are they doing having fur?
Well, it's a bristlebane thing. I forgot what you get for that one, but
yeah, I've already completed that one. All right, well, I will check out the trade skill instances. So what else we got going on here?
Well, isn't there a SOE podcast up too? I haven't listened to it yet.
I haven't listened to it, but yep, 102, I think it is. No, 106, the Hodgepodgecast, they're calling it, is up now. And you can get that at soe.com/podcast.vm. I'm not sure what VM stands for. But the Hodgepodgecast with, they're talking about EQ's 12th anniversary recap, Star Wars Galaxies, and Free Realm.
So that'd be definitely something to listen to this week.
Wonko says that he likes collecting Dark Elf Tail. Well, Dark Elves do have very nice asses.
I don't have a tail.
You don't?
No, I have a butt.
Oh, okay.
No tail, like a Rotonga.
Do, 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 do. Alright, so what else do we have to talk about this week?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know?
I've just been working in Velios on my the Cold-Dane trade skill faction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost there, and then I can start my Cold-Dane prayer shawl quest.
Ah.
And again, I'm getting the red, a set of red sparklies for Cheddarella.
Okay. Wow.
I was just invited to the house of Torin Woodsrunner, who does the podcast Downrange with Torin on Online Gaming Radio on Mondays. And he has created, what is he calling it here? The Ultra Super Mechanized Distillotron Mark II. And he has taken a whole crap load of what is it called? Super Mechanized Thurgoodin Distilleries. Placed them all together in a configuration, and this is just a massive distillery setup he has.
It looks very good, yes. Very, very good.
Oh, yeah, and I can see the, he also has one of those jester, things.
What? The, jester things?
The Bristlebane Day Jester. Oh, that's pretty cool. I like it. And I'm sure that if Torin would want anyone else to look at it, he would put his address in the chat window. So I'm not going to tell people to come here if he doesn't want them here. So
there we go.
So I'm looking forward to being on the webcast.
When's that? This week?
Yep, the 31st.
That's Friday, isn't it? No.
No, Thursday.
Thursday.
I'm looking forward to it.
And April 1st is Friday.
Yes. So this will be the first time that I will be in a video podcast. Everyone will know what I look like.
Anybody that's gone to fanfare knows what you look like.
Oh, that's true. I'm hideous. I'm a beast. So yeah, that's Thursday, March 31st, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Stickcam.com/
I get to watch you down here.
Yes.
But not the kid. He's not allowed.
Oh, speaking of the kid.
Hmm?
We finally found him a vehicle.
Yes. Finally got him a car. Or a truck.
A Jeep.
Jeep. It seems okay. It's got a few minor issues, but considering... what year is it?
89.
Considering it's an 89, it's not bad.
Of course not.
It's not bad. It's got a few things fixed up on it, but it's good. I like
it. It's solid. It's a strong runner. Good compression on the engine. The interior is really nice. I mean, it doesn't look used inside. Doesn't drive like a 20-year, 2-year-old vehicle either. I mean, there's no knocks or rattles or bangs or shakes. I mean, it's solid and smooth and strong. And I think it's going to be... It's perfect for him. He likes driving it.
He's good.
Did good.
Yep.
So now, if you're in the Washington area,
look out.
If you see a blue Jeep coming down the road,
blue Jeep coming over. Down with a kid with a clueless expression on his face.
Oh, and then we had a problem this week with the face and the thing.
Oh, God, yeah. We went tried out a anti-acne cream on the kid. And
no, it was a whole regiment, you know.
Right. It's one of those.
It's like that proactive stuff, but this was supposed to be better than proactive. And Well, not for him.
No, he got a little chemical burnt. Skin's all red and tight and cracking, and he had a bad reaction to it. Well, I suppose in the grand scheme of things, it's not too bad.
His face is clearer where it
Yeah, well, that's what I told the pharmacist today when I went in and asked about the something to help heal his skin. You know, it worked. The acne's gone where he had it, but...
Yeah, the top layer of his skin.
But yeah, the top couple layers of his skin here is kind of burnt. So that didn't work out too well.
Oh, no.
But... It's okay.
It's okay. Poor kid.
Well, oh, at least he's not talking.
He can't because the skin is pulled too tight.
We got him to shut up by chemical burning his cheeks.
Woo!
Tell him I said that, too.
I'll tell him later.
Eric, think of the bright side. We got you to shut up.
I'm horrible, I know it.
It's okay, though. Anyway. Moving on.
So you gonna make any of the Bristlebane Day stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Oh, you mean crafting?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm probably going to go out and harvest a little bit so I have at least 200 of each.
Yeah, I did a little harvesting while I was out in Mentonica while I was doing the show here.
So I pulled out what I had from last year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know what would have made the bristleberry pie better? Is if it were, steaming a little bit. I think that would make it a little bit better.
You mean there's a steam coming off of it?
No, there's not. What I'm saying is it would be better if it did. And then there's an apple with a bite taken out of it. But for those of you who are really into forge work and stuff like that, there is an anvil and hammer, which is nice. The goblin workstation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. See, the halfling serving tray, of course, is a wheelbarrow, which is fine. There is a mischievous mask for those who might collect the masks. You know, the one for Halloween is black, the one for Illyrissi Day is pink, this one is bright green. So that's nice, too. Not into the bright green myself. And of course, you can now make the, what they call the paper plate armor. Which is either bright green or bright orange. So you can make that. Not into the bright green, like you said. So.
Mm.
But other than that,
I mean, it's
good.
Okay, but not my colors. You know, I got a Jester's hat from the cards, Legends of Norrath cards. It summons Bristlebane and his band. I should wear it.
Now, which is that?
Jester's cap. As soon as I quit zoning, I'll see if I got it in my pack. I might have thrown it back in the bank because I didn't want to. You know, I try to go through and now there it is. Bristlebane's party hat. Here, I'll link it. I should put that on. Just because.
Okay.
Yes, Bristlebane is my chosen god.
And you got that from the LON cards?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever happened to the LON packs dropping randomly from mobs?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you the last time I saw one of those.
Not for a very long time.
actually, I can only remember it dropping once. We were out in Kunark and Trueplight got it. It's the only time I can remember it.
Well, I think they did away with that when they started giving out 5 free packs a month.
Okay, Wonko says it's been discontinued. Alrighty. Well, and we have entered... Where the hell are we?
We're in...
Portals to the Past, the Plains of Krana, and we're looking for Quillmane!
Well, we gotta kill this guy first.
We gotta kill the... how do you pronounce that?
I don't know, but he was the...
Ashva? The Ashva Maul.
You must die.
The gnoll that used to run around South Kinos.
Yeah.
I forgot what he was for.
Killing, apparently.
Kicked my butt a few times.
Here comes Quillmane. Quillmane, Quillmane.
I like the mobby doll of Quillmane.
You like your mobby dollies.
I like my mobby dollies, even though they're big size. I hope they don't force
them. Actually, I kind of wish we could make them bigger. Kind of wish we could make them bigger, you know, because like the one for the Alurosaurus. I wish I could make really, really big.
Now that's a mount. I would love to have Quillmane as a mount. Now let's see if the cloak dropped this time for everybody. I already have one, so I'm happy. Decline hit. Yeah, it dropped for somebody. It did drop.
Here, stud. I don't need that. Cloak, we doing need or greed on that? And I would like it.
I think need on it if you want it, because anybody else just, you know.
Alright, need if you want it, I'm needing it.
That's usually how we do it. If you don't want it, you greed on it or decline. If you want it, you need on it.
Alright, there you go.
Yep, didn't get it this time. Sorry, man.
Oh, well, that's alright.
We will kill him later.
They're hunting... Wait a minute, I have to put some echo on here. They're hunting Quillmane... No, that didn't work very well. Oh, well. No. Oh, Wildfire, remember Wildfire? They're hunting Wildfire. I guess I'm gonna head to... People are telling me to head to Hollis. Apparently they changed the monument to Illyrissi.
What?
And they put the items for the Japanese relief.
Yeah.
Apparently they surrounded it with those. So I'm gonna head over there and take a look at it. Or I'll do it later, whichever. I think we'll go ahead and do the chrono portals here. So where are we heading now?
I don't know where they're heading.
Oh, you're heading off. All right.
You go. Where am I? I've had enough chrono portals. There's Bristlebane to be contending with.
Yes, need to do the Bristlebane.
What's the friggin' exit? Oh, I know it's around here somewhere.
So where the hell am I going? I'm going to... the Guild Hall. So I can go to Hollis.
Return to my time. See, I need to break Cream out and have her go get the house item. I was out hunting
stuff.
Jester bushes.
Ah.
But I may just pop over to Cream. I like that house item. I want that.
Yeah, it's nice. The Bristlebane Day Jester.
Yeah.
I like it. He's very good. Well, we got a few days. I'm sure I'll run through them all. All the ones I can do, anyway. Hollis.
Keep forgetting her.
Or what portal are they doing next?
No idea.
You're not going with them?
No. Third job is heading to Hollis. People want me to check out the Illyrissi Monument. So I'm going to check out the Illyrissi Monument.
And I haven't bought that yet. I need to.
I haven't had the money. Do 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 do. Going up Hollis, climbing up snowbank. Be a lot easier if I just, you know, equipped my Griffin. But I do run at 98.5%, so you know.
So you just run.
Name it all mean.
I know what you mean.
Name it all mean, Governor. Okay, I'm approaching it now to see what they did. Get closer, get closer, get closer. Getting closer. There's some Bristlebeam minstrels. Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Yeah, if you want to see what the... what those items for the Japanese Relief Fund look like. They have them over here around the Illyrissi Monument. I like it. Looks very good. Although I don't think the house items have these candles around them. Yeah, the statue's surrounded by pink candles. I don't think they're in the actual house item. No, the actual house item does not have these candles around it. Just FYI. And you know, I think that's it for tonight. I want everyone to get out there. The Chrono Portals, one more day on that. Bristlebane, a few days. Time sensitive here. Get out there and do your quests, get your stuff. If you don't want to hear you bitching about it. I didn't have time. Well, you didn't do it. So there we go. All right. So, remember, on the 31st, check out stickgam.com/Sony Online for the webcast. And I will be a guest there. And apparently, I will be talking to them about the show, about the website, about the parodies, and I'll probably be singing live.
Live.
That'll be interesting.
Live. Over Skype.
So what happens if I come up and stick my face up there?
Then people will see you.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I will chase you around the house with my camera.
It won't reach.
Sure will. I can log in Skype over my phone.
Look at her!
No!
Alright, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in to the Death of Silverwing Show here on Online Gaming Radio. And we'll be back next week. Brand new show, brand new everything. Well, not everything, of course, but brand new monitor. I have a brand new monitor, and I'm liking it. Thank you very much, sweetie.
That's your birthday present.
Mm-hmm. Got a nice 24-inch monitor. Looks really nice. And good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff,
the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.